Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Welcome into today's show. With everything that's going on right now, there really was no other topic that I wanted to talk about except for what I'm going to share here today. I am sad. I am angry. I am confused. And yet, at the same time, I'm also very clear on what has to happen, what I must do, what I must acknowledge, what I must talk about, what I can control. And I've been doing a lot of research, a lot of education, a lot of listening, a lot of question asking. And, you know, as I've come across so many great resources and tools and leaders and information, I realized, even though I grew up as, someone who hung around a lot of African Americans and Black people and, you know, considered myself a part of many of their families, you know, and communities, at the same time, you know, not acknowledging how much injustice and ignorance and privilege I have in my own life and experienced personally. And one of my favorite quotes this week that I've come across by Desmond Tutu: if you are in neutral positions in situations of injustice and you do not take a stand, you do not speak up, you do not promote change, you do not challenge, you have chosen the side of the oppressor. And I know many of you have heard me always say team human. And yes, this is about team human. And at the same time, more importantly, right now, this is about Black Lives Matter. And it has to change. We must do better. Our generation can change this. And I am standing with all my brothers and sisters of color right now and Black individuals right now, because that is 100% what must be done. And if you do not agree with that, I do not have a space or place for you in my life, in my ecosystem, because now more than ever is our opportunity to dictate what the future can look like and hold and create and be so much more powerful than it is right now. You know, I've been hearing a lot of people say, man, 2020 was the year of clear vision, the year that I am going to launch new life, new business, new finances, new wealth, new relationships over this next decade. It's going to be my best ever. And as a lot of shit has gone down, you know, this year with so many different things, you know, so many people going, man, 2020 needs to be canceled. 2020 is the worst year ever. Well, what if 2020 isn't canceled? What if 2020 is the year we've actually been waiting for, that we've actually been being led to? What if 2020 is a year that is so uncomfortable, so painful, so scary, so raw, so sad, that it finally forces you, us, all of us, to grow in a way that we've never grown before? A year that screams so loud, finally awakening us from our ignorant slumber, right? To come out and make real change within ourselves, within our families, within our jobs, our companies, our communities, our world as a whole. What if it was a year that we finally accept that we really do need to change and this opportunity is right in front of us? So I am right now declaring for myself that change 100% is happening and will happen moving forward. I'm willing to put in the work for change. I'm willing to become the change. What if this is a year that we finally band together instead of pushing each other further apart? like we have been doing and like we have seen, sadly, over the last few weeks. 2020 isn't canceled, but rather, in my opinion, this is probably the most important year of them all, at least right now, and who knows what's going to happen in the future. Right now, this is something that we can change. Our generation can change this. And those with influence and power of all skin color need to stand up and speak out. But most importantly, those with white privilege. This must change. We will change it. We cannot allow centuries of systemic oppression and racism and inequality to continue, to be overlooked, to be swept under the rug, to be downplayed. It is not okay. And no right will ever make up for the wrongs that have been done to the Black community. But we can do better. We can think different. We can act different. We can together create different outcomes. So let's focus moving forward on what we can control. Together, we can promote new beliefs and ideologies and action plans of equality and solidarity and unity. And man, I've been praying so hard for those who are ignorant and in positions of privilege to try and understand it from the perspective of those who have been oppressed, who have been limited, who have been restricted, who have been ripped and torn down their entire lives. I'll never pretend to understand it or to get it because I can't relate. I've never walked a day in the shoes of a Black person. That's fact. I can't change that. And I am privileged because of the color of my skin. I did start on third base, the first breath of air that I took coming into this world as opposed to Black individuals. There's nothing fair about that. There's nothing right about that. There's nothing just about that. And I can't control that. But what I can control, what you can control, is my actions, is your actions, and what we do and what we don't stand for. And after listening to Obama's address to the nation yesterday, and after, you know, asking many of my Black friends, what can I do? What can we do to create real change? Here's some of what has been shared to me, and I want to share with you who are listening. One, so you can start taking some of these actions, so you can start promoting these conversations, so you can start condemning racism and supremacy, white supremacy. This comes from my brother Antonio Edwards after I asked him, you know, what can we do? He said, support genuinely, contribute money, time, conversations, own up to the fact that you're privileged being white if you are one of those individuals. Stop denying racism. Don't say that you're not racism. Condemn racism. And most importantly, telling Blacks how to feel in a movement like this, it's not your place. You cannot relate. You have no context to the anger. You have no context to what they have experienced their entire lives. And saying that all lives matter, at the root of all of this, yes, of course, all lives matter. But that is not a part of this discussion. It is irrelevant. Remove that from the conversation. I've heard from many others in regards to promotion of opportunity for Blacks, promotion of environments and community outreach, contributing to charities, companies, causes that promote this movement. Yes, I am Team Human. And right now, I am Team Black Lives Matter. And I will be Team Black Lives Matter moving forward. And guys, there's a lot of stuff that I see people nitpicking what somebody said or didn't said or how they used a specific word or what they did or didn't do the right way based on that individual's perspective. Give some people some empathy right now. Give people some grace right now. Give people some opportunity to work through this. It's going to be messy. It's going to be rough. It's going to be challenging. But I don't know about you guys, in my darkest days of my life, in the most challenging moments, looking back, those have forged me into the person I am today. Those have been my greatest growth opportunities. And I have always believed that we have the biggest breakdowns before the biggest breakthroughs. And that's what I'm choosing to believe in this moment. Not everyone's going to do the right thing or say the right thing or take the right action based on your perspective. But if they are putting in the work, encourage them, guide them, support them, acknowledge them, no matter their color. Together, we must all create environments and conversations and opportunity rooted in unity, in solidarity, in equality for all of us as a country and all of us as a human race, but most importantly, for Black people around the globe. Together we can create this positive change. I know that. I believe that. And I will always be that person that believes in that. But this is going to take work. It's going to take big leadership. It's going to take people stepping out and putting their neck out on the line. It's going to take massive amounts of love, massive amounts of courage, so much more, right? But now more than ever is your opportunity, when you look back on the history of your life, to say that you, in that moment, made the decision to speak out, to stand up, to take action. Speaking out against white supremacy and race-based violence does not make you anti-white. It doesn't make you anti-blue and the police force. It doesn't make you right. It doesn't make you left. It makes you pro-Black life. It makes you pro-accountability. It makes you pro-racial equality. That's the world I want my daughters to live in. That's the world I want for everyone to live in, especially for Black people to live in. Remember, caring about the life of another is not political. It's called being a human being. And I can tell you, at the end of the day, there is no amount of money that's more rewarding than that. Godspeed, my friends.